Oh, legendary souls! My name is Joff, and I am one of the many New Earth leaders. A beautiful message, this one. A beautiful message. You know, I don't like to talk about politics too much, as I've mentioned in a couple of other of my recent ones. However, I will talk about Trump. Trump's come into power. I got a bit of a tip-off a few months ago. If Trump gets in, the transition to the new earth is going to be smooth. A lot smoother than if the other guy, or I don't even know how it went down, who ended up running for office, as you so to speak, against him. But that was my tip-off, was that if he doesn't get in, it's going to be just like the last 4 years, a little bit of chaos. Whether if he does get in, it's going to be chaos for the negative energy, but it's going to be smoother for the legends out there. So that's what this message is about. What to expect. What to expect in the next little bit. Well, it's already happening. It's already happening in a few other countries as well. There's going to be a shift in leadership in many ways, in many forms. There's going to be a bit of chaos is going to have to take place for a lot of countries, for the corrupt government is mind, the mental enslavement, governing of the mind. So there's a lot of the governing of the mind beings that are currently in office in some different places around the world. And it's been happening slowly, that there's been a few other countries that I've heard from. I speak to a lot of different people around the world, and they give me tip-offs. And there's other different countries around the world that have had a real leader step in, someone that's going to be real, be themselves, not really give a fuck too much about what a kind of a collective mental enslaved society standard wants from them. He's going to come in and do him. He's going to drain the swamp, this guy. And that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of this energy that's coming out there. It's authenticity, effectively. And I guess, look, I haven't paid attention to anything. You know, 4 years ago, I was there. I was with him. Now, I tuned out hard. I only got the tip off. It wasn't even a tip off today. I got told that he's in office today. And it's actually a fair few days after it's happened. I just feel into the energy. And all I'll say is that, I think I've mentioned this in a recent podcast as well, is that there will be councils forming very soon. Just like the old times. Just like in some of these olden movies, like in Star Wars and like Lord of the Rings and stuff. That kind of energy, that is what's coming. There's going to be a team of legends is going to lead. I don't know how to describe it, if we want to call it countries, because a lot of things are going to dismantle. I'm not sure if it's countries or what it is, but there's going to be a team of legends. We can call them a proper council, a true council. Let's call it a true council. There will be true councils that will be forming, and they will lead the region that they are residing in, because the true council knows the region well. And it's going to be pro people. It's going to be for the people. It's not going to be all this bullshit that they take our money. They take our money through fucking paying all these things that are actually illegal for them to do. That shit's dying. That shit's dying. And it's about the true council. What's the true council want from its people? Think about that. Let's take 30 seconds. Let's breathe into it. If you were a member of a true council, what would you want your region to do for you? Would you want them to pay for shit? Have a feel. Let's breathe. Energy exchange, baby. Energy exchange. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? So wait a minute, Job. Are you telling me that what you're feeling here, your prediction here, is that very soon, I don't know, could be years away, could be months away. I'm not sure. It's up to us. It's up to the collective. If we have an open mind to believe that this is possible, it'll happen so soon. It's like, it's crazy. It would have happened 4 years ago, but we weren't ready. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to be a messenger of the future, to plant the seed, to create that reality. Energy exchange, baby. And what I mean by energy exchange is, for example, if I had my council, I'm a part of the leadership of this town that I currently reside in, and I'm a part of the council. I'm a part of this beautiful, what do we call it? Do we call it a proper council? What do we call it? Clarity council? I don't know. Whatever. Proper council. We'll say proper council for now. We'll find another one. Energy exchange. So what I mean by this is, say, for example, you know, there's going to be electricity. Once upon a time used to be free, and so did water. So did everything, all of it. And it will be again. And how is it possible? Well, basically through energy exchange. And that's the thing in my proper council experience, in my proper town, proper, should we say with proper? And I just get people to work the land. It's very simple. It's very, very, very simple, because electricity can be created through many different means, many, many, many different means. And at the moment, they like us to use our money, our energy that we earn for it. But in the future, the council will potentially be asking an energy exchange for the town. Community, bring the community back together. A lot of people in the community, in their own separate communities, they don't know who anyone is. They don't even know their neighbors. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong. However, in this new earth world, I think that it's a beautiful thing to have the community to know one another, to work with one another, to exchange energy for the actual town. And that's what's coming in very hot. Proper towns, proper council, leading the proper people. Yeah, that's right. A reform is taking place. This is all a prediction. And in the moment, you're going to might be listening to this and be like, oh, that sounds crazy. Joff's lost it. However, we create our reality. And if you guys have been listening to me, this has been within me for years now. Years. I haven't spoken about it too much because a lot of people weren't ready. You know, so it's like, just like with the big C, you know, 2 years before the big C happened, I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be the big C painted like that. But I knew it was going to be some sort of event. I got a tip-offs. Yeah, and that's the thing is, you know, as time goes on, you feel into your intuition and you're getting tip-offs every day from different individuals, from energy, from, you know, the universe, from Mother Gaia. You got to feel into it and trust it. Whatever feels good. And that's like anything I say, take or leave anything I say. You didn't have to believe anything I say. However, we create our reality. A lot of you that listen to my stuff, you know that. So if your thoughts are on a future where gas, electricity, and water is free, and all you've got to do is partake in a bit of community service for it to be free, what do you think about that? Doesn't that seem pretty sweet? Doesn't that seem like a pretty cool deal? Isn't that interesting, huh? Isn't that interesting? And like I said, electricity used to be free once upon a time. And water, it all is free, by the way. It all is free. The way that they do it is, as many of you that know, that listen to my stuff, we've been lied to in many different ways. And a lot of the lies, they're going to get you. They're going to break your reality. You're going to be like, no way, no. But it's okay. That's when your ego is dying. Your ego's like, oh, okay, that took place. Wow. Holy shit. You know what I mean? Don't take it personally. But there's so, even myself, you know, I'm so open-minded to some of the things that they've done to us. Like as in like, no way, like one of those feelings, but it's like, I wouldn't rule anything out. They're very cheeky. But the thing is that they're dying. The negative energy on this planet is dying. And that goes back to what to expect from this whole Trump appointment. It's interesting I'm speaking about this because he's going to activate many, many legends like myself. Because I'm activated. I'm speaking about this now. I've been waiting to speak about this kind of stuff for a while. And I've been waiting for him to get into office. Yeah, because my prediction with him is that, you know, as time goes on, he doesn't necessarily... He was the guy. He was the guy. He doesn't necessarily want to rule the people. He just, you know, he's going to be a caretaker for legends, for the many legends to lead the people. Because the New Earth leaders, they're scattered. They're everywhere. They're around the world. And they're bringing in other legends into their frequency, into the New Earth frequency. And all they're doing is allowing others to remember who they are. Because we all have divinity within us. We're all divinity. We're all unity consciousness. Whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not. It's a powerful message, this one here. It's a powerful one. We create our reality. How would you like the earth to look in the next couple of months? I'm asking you the question now. I've told you a bit about what I can see. But the thing is with the way my predictions is, you know, everything changes every second because the frequency is raising every second. So I encourage you, I empower you to feel into what you feel can take place, how you would like the next 5 years, 1 year, 3 months to go down. Feel into it. Visualize it. Bring it in. Bring it in for the legends. Because if you're listening to this, you're positively polarized. You want it. You want peace on earth. You want heaven on earth. You want bliss on earth. On this beautiful Mother Gaia. So I encourage you to create the beautiful reality that you would like. Not only for yourself, but for everyone. For everyone. Like, I heard about Trump getting into power today. I did a couple of leaps with my fist clenched. And I don't know anything about it. I haven't paid any attention to it. Zero. However, I know what this is doing. I know what's about to happen. So, yeah. If the news is telling you, and a lot of people around you that have a bit of negative programs within them, are telling you that, it's all crazy, everything's going to shit, all that kind of stuff. That is the matrix crumbling and dying. That is negative energy on this planet crumbling and dying. I would suggest to observe it, to allow it, to accept it. It is what it is. You have a different opinion, maybe. It's your choice. It's your life. 3 deep breaths. It's time for everyone to thrive. This planet has been waiting for us to wake up. Mother Gaia has been waiting for this moment for us. She loves us. She's everywhere. Where you are right now, she is underneath you. She is a big being of light. She's with me right now. This is her talking to you through me. She loves you so much, man. She loves you so much. As I do. Thank you for being one of the New Earth leaders. Continue to inspire one another. Continue to inspire the legends around you. Continue to be yourself, your most authentic version. And stand up for yourself, you legend. If you enjoyed this message and you feel that it can benefit someone that you know, feel free to share it with them. And Mother Gaia encourages you to go and visit her out in nature. Spend some time. Bring a chair. Stop. Sit for half an hour. Sit for an hour. By yourself. No phone. Breathe. Feel into the upgrades that take place. Feel into the negative energy that leaves. Anyway, that'll do this one here. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.